Twinkle, twinkle, little star. How far up the skies go? It seems to go on forever. No one knows where the space ends. No one even knows if it has an end. So let us explore one of a small piece of it. Our system of planets. People have always gazed at the night sky. Long ago, they noticed, they saw the moon and the stars just as we do today. But some people noticed something more. They saw that some stars moved slowly across the sky night. Night sky. Now we know that the moving objects are not stars at all. They are planets circling the sun. About 5 million years ago, the sun and the planets were formed. They were made from clouds of gas and dust. Gravity pulled the chunks and pieces together to make lumps of metal. More dust was added to them. This made the lumps get bigger. The largest lump became the sun. It is the giant star. It shines brightly because it's an enormous fireball, ball of fire. 8 smaller lumps circle the sun. Those are planets. These are the planets. They reflect light from the sun. The 4 planets farthest from the sun are Neptune, Uranus, Saturn, and Jupiter. No astronaut will ever land on any of these 4. That is because they are made of gas. Each of these planets has ring around it. Each planet also has several moons. Jupiter is the largest planet. Its diameter is 11 times that of the Earth. For smaller planets were closer to the sun, there are Mars, Earth, Venus, and Mercury. All of them are made of solid rock. Mercury is the closest to the sun. It is very hot. All the temperatures can rise to 842 degrees. That is almost twice as high as the top setting of an oven. About 400 years ago, the telescope was invented. People were able to look closely at the planets for the first time. The early astronomers were surprised. Saturn's rings were beautiful. Mars had huge craters. Jupiter had 7 moons. One of the moons was even bigger than Mercury. Our planet Earth travels around the sun. It is on a path between those of Mars and Venus. We think that Earth is the one of the few planets in the universe that has secret water. Our distance from the sun gives us just the right amount of heat. if we were much closer, the ocean would boil away. If we are much further away, the ocean would turn into ice. But the temperature is just right, so life in all the forms is possible on Earth. Scientists now know that there are other suns besides our own. These suns also have planets circling around them. They are very, very far away. This is the life on any of them? We do not know. They might have a creatures that is smart, that are smarter than we can imagine. The Earth may be only, or Earth may be the only planet anywhere that has life. As more of space is explored, we may someday find out.